I have a story to talk about, and this is like a storytelling song, and it's called Fried Hockey Boogie, but it doesn't refer to hockey, so I'll feel okay when I come back later during this song to tell a hockey story, which I thought was pretty interesting, and I'm not really a sports guy, so...
Called getting ready for the boogie.
Going to bring it back to 1969 with respect to this Montreal hockey story. Starring, as it were, André Dandurand. And he got a $12,500 bribe to manipulate the giant clock at the Montreal Forum in 1969. Quote, brazenly and routinely allowed the clock to keep ticking after goals in front of 15,500 fans, unquote. Why? Because there was this underground lottery slash numbers game involving seconds in a minute when a goal is scored, or when the first goal is scored before or after 5 minutes, and all these different kinds of gambling angles, as well as a lottery. So with various numbers games to be pulled out of this clock, there's a strong incentive, right? So from September 1968 till March 23rd, 1969, the scam, when done right, could basically make sure that nobody won on any of their tickets, which that's a hell of a thing, right? So this underground thing, how did it get caught? Apparently, there's a rich history of timekeeping, of being really serious about timekeeping with the Montreal Canadiens Hockey Club. And going back, there had been four separate timekeepers using European stopwatches at the previous Montreal Canadiens rink, the Mount Royal Arena. Anyway, the Forum was equipped with a new state-of-the-art in 1931 sport timer clock that was shipped in from Thunder Bay. This in 1931. And so it was replaced a couple of times until 1966 when they got the big cube digital clock. An interesting aside, in 1960, the Montreal-born New York Rangers coach apparently complained that the Forum clock didn't move once during a false draw, even though the timekeeper made a show of pretending to press the start button. So they basically got caught for this one part of a season. But suspicions had been there before that. So the end of period buzzer disputes had continued until they finally synchronized the red goal light and the green end of period light. So they wouldn't go on simultaneously. That must have been, that must have produced, no wonder they had some hockey riots, eh? So in 1966, the four-sided giant digital clock was installed. In January 1969, the Morality Squad chief, Steve Olenek, attended three different games. And some say it was his kid. Some say he went with other cops who noticed. But anyway, somebody, and he didn't take credit for noticing himself, but somebody noticed that the clock kept running after goals, in some cases a full 5 seconds after a goal was scored. So staff and timekeepers were eventually questioned, and four were charged, including André Dandiron, who confessed and implicated Jerry Marcoux. I hope I'm saying his name correctly. He was the former announcer at the Forum, and he denied everything. I think he got a $50 fine, maybe just for not showing enough of the truth or something. I'm not sure about it. But anyway, he basically got off, and some of his co-workers were accused, and basically not too much came of it. Ever, but it was just an interesting moment in hockey, which seemed apropos to bring up. And with that in mind, I thought it we go musically for a little bit to the island of Montreal, celebrate some music that came from there for a bit. Seeing as they have things to celebrate now with a new mayor. I mean, to celebrate now, we'll see how things go. Interesting timing on that. Valerie Plante, congratulations. She's apparently 43 or something, and mayor of Canada's second largest city. Well done. Yeah, a quick tune in Montreal after this.
Rochelle, la route est parfaitement claire. Il y a quelques voitures.
As I gaze upon the earth and realize my birth, I am this creature into the dust I shall return. Sing a song for me, Michael. Play for me your harp. Fill my life with songs of love and purify my heart and soul. The heavens are beginning to move. The world is slowing down. So why are all the people running round? Sooner he will blow his horn and you will hear that sound. Straight gate, for narrow is the path, and pray that I am not too late to escape his final wrath.
On fait day. Celebrating Montreal a little bit with some vintage Montreal tunes. That was Illustration. I've talked a little bit about them over here and there. Their second album turned into, well, material that was going to be their second record. This is their one and only. Ended up being used for the Après Ski soundtrack. Just a point of reference. The Illustration here, damn fine band out of Montreal, kind of on a blood, sweat, and tears tip on some of it, I think, maybe. Anyway, my name is Eric, listen to Veritable Infusion here, and up next will be one of my favorite Montreal records ever, probably, and a popular one, too, I must say, so some may know what I'm likely to throw on next either way.
There's so much in store for the CIUT 89.5 FM Fall Membership Drive, November 13th and 19th. Diana Krall and Bruce Coburn tickets, a trip to Iceland, and many more fun prizes. Plus, membership includes special discounts throughout the GTA. Donate now at www.ciut.fm.
Jonathan Richmond, one of the greats of American music, regarded by many to be as important as the Velvet Underground. Live on stage, Sunday, November 12th at the Opera House. Tickets at Ticketweb, Rotate This, Soundscapes, and Circus Books. Jonathan Richmond, featuring Tommy Larkins on the drums at 6 p.m. on Sunday, November 12th at the Opera House. Presented by Gary Topp and CIUT 89.5.
CIUT 89.5 FM, the station that brings you the best Latin music, new and old, on Ultra Latino with DJ Chelly.
CIUT 89.5 FM, the sound of your city.
Come to you, but I know I never do the with.